Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time and for this very special night, Lord. Father, I pray, open our hearts and minds to you in a new way, in a fresh way. The birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
May be seated. So I wanted to start with a little story. There's this theologian and an atheist, you know, and they're friends, and they usually get into debates from time to time. And so this time of year, they come together and they're debating. And, you know, the atheist is making his usual arguments against the divinity of Christ, you know, even throwing that old argument that Jesus wasn't even born in December, you know. If they look at it and go through it, it was probably more like March when he was born, you know. And the theologian says, aha, so you admit that he was born, huh? And he said, well, I admit there was a prophet born and that his friends built this whole convincing story around him, you know, but he was just a man. And this debate goes on and on and on, you know, and finally the atheist says, okay, listen, we got to wrap this up. And the theologian says, well, why? And he says, well, I have to go to a Christmas party. Get it? Okay. So, and I tell you this little joke. Yes, I didn't tell you it was a joke beforehand. And it probably isn't a joke, actually. To highlight the impact the birth of Jesus has had on the world. Okay? I mean, yes, we know the enemy's tried to dampen it. He's tried to cheapen it with Christmas sales and TV shows and, you know, battling holiday lights. And, you know, but the problem is he just can't seem to make it go away, you know. And even, well, people who aren't even Christians are affected by this holiday. You understand? Now, people still work hard to give each other gifts. We know that, okay? They gather with ones they love every year. Every year there are new Christmas movies that come out, you know, new Christmas songs that come out because every artist has to have a Christmas album. And, you know, giving to charities goes up in the fall and towards Christmas. Every charity knows this, and that's why you get all those little flyers, you know, and little things to asking for money in the fall and late times of the year, because people are more giving at this time of the year. It just happens. People are more generous generally this time of the year. You see, all of that means, or all of that is basically because Christmas is the pivotal event in history. I put that to you, the pivotal event in history, the most pivotal event in the history of the world. Okay. Now, last week, Father David, you know, he preached my incarnation sermon, and so now I'm having to come up with something else. No, I'm just kidding you. He told you that the incarnation occurred 9 months before Jesus was born. Well, that's true. He was conceived 9 months, and he was a person at that point. But we celebrate this astounding event now, on December 24th, December 25th. Whether he was born in March or not, you know what? It doesn't matter. Because the fact that matters is that he was born. See, I kind of envision this timeline. You know, the timeline begins with Adam. It starts going, you know, and there's world, you know, and then Israel comes along and you have the kings and you have all of that sort of stuff. And if you notice, what I'm doing is the timeline is going kind of down. Okay, it's going down, 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 down. And finally, at the time of Jesus' birth, the timeline starts going up. Yeah, because hope begins and things start looking up, okay? That's the impact that this has had, and that's what I'm talking about. You see, with the coming of Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus Christ, that timeline starts going up again. Millions and millions of people are celebrating this event all over the world. Some don't even know why they're celebrating it. Right? But they still are. I mean, in churches all over the world, think about that. Special celebrations are going on over this next 24-hour period, probably almost every hour if you think of the number of churches in the world. Even China has been affected by the Christmas spirit. You know, China, a communist country where Christianity is essentially illegal, it's been banned in China. Christmas is banned in China along with Christianity itself. And this is a complete contradiction because it's the most business and ultra popular holiday of their entire year. Christmas Eve is the biggest shopping day of the year in China. You thought I was talking about here, but it is in China the biggest shopping day. Young couples treat it as a romantic holiday. Sometime they go ice skating or go to amusement parks, things like that are common. And understand the Christian Chinese people who are Christians living in China, about 68 million of them, about 5% of the population, do have a tougher time. Their, you know, religious practice is tightly regulated. They're not able to go out caroling or doing any of that kind of thing. Home churches, which usually are the only form of church in China, are officially forbidden still, but they're typically tolerated and still occur all the time. And they say that there is a war on Christmas in China. Some nationalist critics have accused the West of using the holiday as a tool of foreign imperialism. Elite Chinese colleges have penned an open letter asking the people to boycott Christmas and resist the invasion of Western power. They warned Christmas celebrators in China are doing what Western missionaries dreamed of doing 100 years ago. The letter added, Chinese people need to treat Christmas cautiously and support the dominance of their own culture. And all that article came from the Washington Post. It's huge, okay? It has had incredible impact throughout the world, even in a completely non-religious society. My friend Peter in Uganda sent me an email. I just wanted to read to you. And he says, hello, Dr. Chris. It's a pleasure to have you, my best friend, counselor, advisor, guider, and mostly as a supportive friend. It's always God's mercy and blessing that we're still alive to see again this wonderful birthday celebration of the Lord, Jesus Christ. Though many challenges the world has gone through, glory be to thee, O Lord Christ. Hallelujah. The festival preparation has found me at the community placement for hospital practice. And today it's Christmas Eve. Then tomorrow we go to church for the final welcome of Jesus Christ. Happy Christmas Eve today and Merry Christmas and happy month, new month to you and your family. Much love and blessed. It's going on all over the world. You see, that's what I'm talking about here. That is to say that this is the pivotal event in the history of the human race. And that reason that it is so neatly tied up in the letter of Titus that you just heard. In verse 11, he said, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. There it is, right there. The grace of God has appeared to offer salvation to all people. That's what this is all about. In Isaiah chapter 9, one of my favorite scriptures, you know, for us, unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. Well, that chapter begins with this in verse 1. Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. That's how that chapter begins. Remember that timeline I was talking about, kind of going down, that darkness and despair, you see? It goes on. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled, but there will be a time in the future where Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies on the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. You see, this, again, this wonderful messianic prophecy tells us about that dark time, about it going down, and then a future hope that will come out of an obscure and insignificant mountain area called Galilee. And then, you know, in the Gospel of Luke, we see this vision seen by the shepherds, you know, and the host of heavenly angels after Gabriel gives them the message. And it inaugurates a new time into the world right there. And you see those the heavenly hosts that the shepherds see there. That's heaven breaking into earth at that point. in a way new and more powerful than ever has been seen since the time of Adam and Eve. And suddenly there is an angel with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and on peace, goodwill towards men." Heaven breaks in to earth at this point. It's like what John sees in the book of Revelation. You know, we hear about in chapter 5, he says, "And then I looked again and I heard the voices of thousands and millions of angels around the throne and the living beings and the elders. And all were shouting with a great roar, 'Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb.'" Heaven broke forth to earth right there in the fields around Bethlehem in the most pivotal event of human history. Scripture agrees with this, okay? That's what you just heard. Tradition agrees with this, those things that have gone on over the ages. Just the impact of this event over the world agrees with it. This was not just a man born to a poor family visiting in Bethlehem. No. His birth is the pivotal event in the history of the world. You say, "Well, Father Chris, why isn't it the resurrection?" Well, this begins a series of events that lead to his death and resurrection. This is where it begins. This is where something never heard of on earth before has happened. Hope. People have hope now because of this incredible event. You see, the enemy can try and take away the spiritual message out of Christmas, and they can wrap it enough myth and commercialism, but you know, no matter how much that happens, all it takes is for someone to get curious and ask, "Why are we doing this? Why am I participating in this thing? You know, where did it all come from? Where did it all begin?" Whether people believe or they're Christians or not, everyone on earth is affected by the birth of a baby 2,000 years ago. Hope is available to all people. Now, by definition, this season, these happy holidays, are about the birth of hope, the birth of peace, the birth of Jesus. And so, knowing all of that and you experiencing all this before, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. So I ask you tonight, is this a pivotal event in your life? I mean, is it? Has this changed you in any way? Has your life been different because Jesus was born? The world has been utterly transformed by the event. Have you? And maybe you don't consider yourself a strong Christian, or maybe you don't worship regularly, or maybe you don't go to church. But why do you celebrate Christmas? Why do you put up a Christmas tree? Why do you wrap gifts and listen to Christmas carols and enjoy a feast with your family and friends? You say, "Well, it's because we've always done it, and that's what it's done. And, you know, we got to have a Christmas tree because, you know, where would we be without that?" Well, you know why you put it up? Because Jesus was born. Ultimately, and all the way back to the beginning of it, that's why. You wouldn't do it if he weren't born. God came to earth, born just like all of us, lived just like all of us, died like us. He came back to life for all of us, that we may be raised from the dead and live with him in peace and love. Like Paul said to Titus, "For the grace of God that has appeared that offers salvation to all people." Hallelujah. I mean, think about it. What would be different if you'd never heard of Bethlehem or Santa Claus or Jesus? What if you never ate a candy cane? Or, you know, I actually wouldn't mind not eating any more candy canes. It's all right. But what if you never gave gifts in December? And it's a personal question that I ask you. You can ponder in your own heart, but I can virtually guarantee you your life would be worse without his coming. speaking of opening presents, you know, there are two main factions of gift givers, like, or gift openers, I guess I would say. You know, there's the persuasion that opens their gifts mostly on Christmas Eve. And then there are those who open them on Christmas morning. And my mother was terrible about this because we always opened our gifts on Christmas morning. But on Christmas Eve, we'd be sitting around looking at the Christmas tree, and she'd say, "Chris, open a present." I'm like, "No, I can't open a present until tomorrow." And she'd say, "Tim, my brother, open a present." And he'd say, "No, we can't do this until tomorrow," even though we were dying to open the presents. We couldn't do it. And she'd be like, go ahead, you can open one. I'm sorry, just one. So, you know, whether you're opening presents tonight, whether you've already opened them, or whether you're opening them tomorrow, I ask you this. At some point, remember that you do that to symbolize the greatest gift of all, Jesus. Remember that Santa Claus is Saint Nicholas, a child of God himself who loved children. Pause for a moment over your eggnog or your next Christmas cookie. And remember why it's all there and where it came from. And in doing so, let Jesus the Messiah change you. Melt your heart. If you haven't experienced that pivotal moment yourself in your life, then let it happen this Christmas. Devote your life to him. That letter Paul had to Titus said, "Our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good in order to provide for urgent needs and not live unproductive lives." You've been changed by the birth of Jesus the Messiah. Be generous, do good, provide for the needs of others, as Paul said. Share the hope that you have in Jesus. You were offered salvation. Tell others that they have the same offer. Again, a lot of people go through the traditions and don't even know why. But you can remind them. You can remind them where it comes from. That's a productive life. So remember that this is a season of hope. It sets in motion a fantastic plan of salvation that's offered to all people. And that is why it has affected the whole world. Whether people know it or not, they have been offered hope. Many people need hope. Hope is found in a man who is God. We celebrate his birth tonight. Merry Christmas.